This message comes from NPR sponsor, the Capital One Venture X Card. Earn unlimited 2X miles on everything you buy. Plus, get access to a $300 annual credit for bookings through Capital One Travel. What's in your wallet? Terms apply. Details at CapitalOne.com.
We've all done it, right? You've got a crush on someone, or let's say some, you know, there's just somebody you really like in your life, and you decide to make them a mixtape or, you know, a playlist. And you fill it full of all of these songs that are, you know, they're carefully selected and calibrated to send them a message, something that telegraphs your feelings. Hopefully they'll pick up what you're putting down and they'll realize that, oh, you're hoping this, you know, friendship turns into something else. Hazel Sills, I know you've done it.
I've definitely done it so many times.
Yeah.
And it's a really delicate balance between me kind of wanting to show my music taste chops and expertise, but then also making sure I'm communicating the right messages.
Right. Yeah, I mean, that's the thing is, like, it also has to show that you're cool, right? I mean,
that's the most important part.
It's not just that one song. You want them to conclude after listening to your mixtape, like, oh, I need to date this person.
Yeah, I need
to be with this. This is the person I need to be with. I've done it too so many times with you know, results may vary.
Same.
Mileage.
No shame.
Mileage may vary depending on use. So we asked listeners to tell us about a time that they did it, a time that they made a special, you know, coded mix for someone. People wrote in, they sent us emails, they sent us voice memos telling us about the, you know, the one go-to song that says, I've got a crush. And then, you know, also about a time that they used it on a mix for someone. We're going to share their songs and stories on this episode of All Songs Considered. And we don't have to tell our own stories right now. Let's go straight to listeners and start with them.
Yeah, so this is a voice memo that we got from a listener named Michelle, who mentioned a song a lot of people said they put on tapes for people.
Ah, the mixtape. Thanks for taking me down memory lane thinking about this. I was thinking the whole process of the mixtape. I made many of them, but the process was 80% of it, honestly. And I was thinking about picking up that cassette tape, that TDK tape. And for some reason, I don't know, they must have come in packs of 3 or 5, but I only bought one at a time, which seems crazy to me now. So when you bought that one, you had to get it right. It had to be perfect. And so you'd spend hours upon hours making the perfect mixtape. I have many. I actually am over 50, and I still have some that I keep. But the one song that was probably on all of them that takes me back, Peter Gabriel's In Your Eyes, had to be on there. Had to.
I I actually could not think of a better one to start the show off with because it is such a popular pick. This is a story I've told many times, so I apologize if for anyone who's heard it before, but Bob Boylan, who used to do the show with me, we did a Valentine's Day show eons ago, and we did a call out to listeners. We said, you know, what's your favorite love song? And I told him, I know what the number one and the number two songs are going to be. It's going to be either Etta James's version of, like, At Last, the song At Last, and or it's going to be In Your Eyes from Peter Gabriel. And he said, how could you possibly know? And I said, well, Beyonce just performed, At Last at Obama's inauguration ball. So that's on people's minds. I mean, and it's, of course, an amazing song. Mm-hmm. And then, you know, Peter Gabriel, In Your Eyes, because of the iconic moment in the movie Say Anything.
Yes.
And, you know, where Lloyd Dobler holds the boombox
over.
Yeah, the boombox for his for his girlfriend outside her bedroom window. It's iconic, right? So we get the results of the poll back. And just as I said, number one was At Last. Number two was In Your Eyes. He said, how could you possibly have known this? And I, you know, explained the inauguration ball. And then I explained the movie. And he said, nobody gets songs from movies.
What? That's not just an iconic song in that movie. It's like an iconic romantic gesture.
Right.
Like it's the whole package of like how you're supposed to receive this song and give this song to someone else.
Right. So Bob famously never watched movies or TV, but when he said nobody gets songs from movies, the whole rest of the office, everyone shot out of their chairs, you know, and stomped across the room, and everyone was just standing around him yelling at him about, you know, how important movies and TV are for song discovery. But anyway, In Your Eyes, Peter Gabriel's, that's from the album So, that came out in 1986. What an incredible, incredible album that was. Let's stay in that era, the mid-1980s. This is one of the emails we got. Just a really short note about a song that I really love, and I was excited to see somebody mention. This is from a listener named Carolyn. She picked the song Somebody. It's called Somebody by Depeche Mode. And this is from Depeche Mode's 1984 album, Some Great Reward. Carolyn writes, this song said everything that was in my heart. It went to my now husband, so that answers that question, the question, how did it work out? She says, Carolyn says, we're still married, and we have seen Depeche Mode 3 times together. Hope to see them again. I mean, this would be a great song no matter what, but there's something about the atmospherics in this that really just make it complete to me.
Yeah. I'm glad someone picked a Depeche Mode song because I feel like, you know, that band, the way that they write about love and desire, it's never quite straightforward. Like, I feel like they can't do straightforward, earnest pop, and there's that great line, though my views may be wrong, they may even be perverted.
Right.
It's like, that's true love, is just completely understanding someone and all that they're giving to you.
And in fact, she will often disagree. Yeah. Right. Yeah. She, you know, but like you said, yeah, yeah. But still understand, warts and all. Yeah, well said. A high school girlfriend put this on a mixtape for me back in the day. And we ended up dating for a while. But, you know, nature ran its course and she broke up with me. We're actually still really good friends and, you know, still text and stay in touch. And, you know, we both will still reference this song from time to time, just how much we love this song.
Love that.
Yeah. Somebody from Depeche Mode, so happy to see this on the list.
Yeah. So I'll go to another written one that we got. This is from Amanda in Illinois. Amanda wrote, in June 2001, I had just returned from a study abroad program in Prague, on which I met and fell in love with a fellow study abroad student who was from California. I was going to college in Wisconsin. I hoped that once he returned to the U.S. that we would see each other at least one more time. He stayed living in Prague for a couple more months after I returned home, and I made and sent him a mixtape that included the song Kiss Me on My Neck by Erykah Badu, because I wanted to let him know I was eager to reunite once we were both back stateside. We did reunite. I visited him in California. We then dated long distance for 1 year, lived together in California for almost 3 years, and then got married in 2005. We are still married, now have 3 kids, and live in the Midwest. So I guess it worked out. Erykah Badu, Kiss Me on My Neck from, that's her 2000 album, Mama's Gun. I love hearing these stories we got from people. Just, you know, being young and free and life is full of possibility still. Yeah. I'm just not surprised that this song brought Amanda back together with her now husband. It's like, this is a great, yeah, of course.
Yeah. Yeah, you know, I the other thought I had as I was listening to this is that it's so unambiguous, right? And you like, where's the line between getting your message out there, but you don't want to come in too hot, right?
Yeah. Yeah, if someone I was in a long-distance relationship sent me a mixtape with this song on it, I would be like, I got to come. I got to go.
Oh, you got to go. You got to get there. Yeah. Yeah, it's funny because you know, I searched through my own memory trying to come up with, like, well, what were some of the ones that I know I put on people's tapes? And I one of the conclusions I came to is that I'm really terrible at this because so many of them were so vague. Like, I put Claire de Lune on one time, right? It's like, well, how could you not know? It's the most romantic, beautiful song of all time. But, you know, the message was not received.
Yeah, you probably had people who were working really hard to decode what you were trying to say.
Like, maybe
Claire de Lune?
Maybe he likes me. I don't know. Yeah. Next. Yeah. You know, and it's interesting. Very few people wrote in saying that, you know, it just didn't work out. You know, there were a few, you know, there were some who said, oh man, what was I thinking? You know, yeah. Putting song X on a mix for someone. One woman wrote in that she told this story about how she got in her car one morning. She'd left it unlocked. And when she got in the car, she discovered that there was a tape in the cassette player. And it turns out that this guy that she'd gone on a few dates with had snuck into her car and put the tape in there. you know, at night. And when she turned on the car, the tape started playing, and it was Percy Sledge's When a Man Loves a Woman. And it creeped her out so much, she was like, well, that's the end of that. And this poor guy, you know, he's probably thinking like, oh, this is so clever. Oh, this is really, really clever. And it completely backfired.
Yeah, that's a PSA to all listeners. Don't do that.
Yeah, don't sneak
I mean,
<into.
laughs> can you do that anymore in a car? I guess if you have a tape deck.
I suppose. Yeah, we used to always prank our friends when we were teenagers. We would, because nobody locked their car, and we would get in, and you would turn their radio on full volume and their windshield wipers on and their blinker and all of that. And so that when they started the car, the stereo would start blasting and the windshield wipers would go and the blinker would go. And, you know, that was a... But, yeah.
Very mature. Very mature.
High school, I mean. So we need to take a break. But real quickly, before we do, I want to remind everyone that there is a new Plus version of the program. It's NPR Music Plus. And if you sign up for it, you can listen to All Songs Considered and Alt Latino and New Music Friday and anything else that we've got coming down the road. You can listen to all of it sponsorship free, no sponsorship. So if you want to check it out, it's at plus.npr.org/NPR Music, plus.npr.org/NPR Music. We'll be right back.
This message comes from NPR sponsor, the Capital One Venture Card. Earn unlimited 2x miles on every purchase. Plus, earn unlimited 5x miles on hotels and rental cars booked through Capital One Travel. Your next trip is closer than you think with the Venture Card from Capital One. What's in your wallet? Terms apply. See CapitalOne.com for details.
This message is brought to you by NPR sponsor, Progressive Insurance. You call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. Tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options within your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law. This message comes from NPR sponsor, Lisa. Good sleep should come naturally, and with the new Natural Hybrid mattress, it can. A collaboration between Lisa and West Elm, the Natural Hybrid is expertly crafted from natural latex, natural wool, and certified safe foams to elevate your sleep sanctuary and support a greener tomorrow. Plus, every purchase helps fuel Lisa's work with shelters and those in need. Visit Lisa.com to learn more. That's LEESA.com.
So let's go to another voice memo we got. This one is from a listener named David.
In 1993, I had the biggest crush I've ever had in my life. And of course, back then, when you had a crush, you made a mixtape. I leaned pretty heavily into my vinyl collection, which was mostly punk and new wave, with songs like Devo's Just the Girl, Blondie, One Way or Another, Simple Minds, Someone, Somewhere, and Summertime. But the song I kicked off the tape with was Madness, It Must Be Love. I made her several other mixtapes over the years, but this was the first, and I still think it was the best. But then we celebrated 30 years of marriage, so something must have worked. I think Madness was right. It must be love.
What a sweet song.
It's so good. It's not subtle at all, which is the beauty of it. It's like,
Do you know this band? Oh, this is Madness.
I do.
Yeah, yeah. I think their biggest hit was probably Our House. You know, yeah. Our House in the Middle of the Street. Both that song and this song, It Must Be Love, they were from the band's self-titled album that came out in 1983.
Yeah.
Hazel, let's get to another listener.
Yeah, so this one is from Jess in Grand Rapids, Michigan. She doesn't mention the specific song in her voice memo, but she told us via email her go-to track was Dreamboat by Mira.
Playlists and mix CDs are kind of my love language. And I remember around 2008 making a bunch of mix CDs for this girl I had a crush on, who ended up being my first girlfriend. This is also around the time that Apple introduced the Genius function that would analyze what you've been listening to and make suggestions, build you playlists. And I remember she liked one of my mixes so much and was listening to it all the time. And I was, you know, feeling really proud of myself. And at one point I get a text message accusing me of just making her a mix from an Apple Genius generated playlist because her computer made one really similar than the mix that I just gave her. And it was kind of an awkward conversation to have to explain how Apple Genius worked and also, you know, acknowledge that I was a little bit offended that she thought I would do that. But I guess that's my early introduction to AI and heartbreak.
Can't imagine putting this on a mixtape myself, and
I'm already laughing. I love it.
And having someone say, "Oh, yeah, okay, yeah," I mean, talk about coming in too hot or worrying about coming in too hot. This song gets pretty explicit.
Yeah, I mean, the beauty of like making a mix CD for someone, or you know, putting songs on it in the hopes of kind of communicating your feelings, is like you can go for songs that make those feelings very plainly stated, like Kiss Me on My Neck or It Must Be Love, but you can also kind of let the artists say what you're not willing to say.
Yeah, that's true. Yeah, that's true.
Yeah.
I love Mirror so much, though. When I went looking for some of the old mixtapes that I had made, I found that I had put some of her stuff on different mixtapes. Nothing that really, you know, said I've got a crush on you. I saw a song that I put on several mixes is one called The Struggle, which was from the 2004 album Come On Miracle from Mira. That song, Dreamboat, is from the 2008 album The Old Days Feeling. Mira, you know, we played her stuff back in the earliest days of All Songs Considered, going all the way back with her 2000 debut.
Heck yeah.
Yeah, love Mira. Let's go to another listener. This is one of the written ones we got from a listener named Raven, who lives in Baton Rouge, and she writes, "My husband put Vibrant Thing by Q-Tip on his second mixtape to me, being that it was 2009. It was actually a CD with songs that he downloaded from LimeWire. LimeWire." She says, "I was 17 and couldn't imagine anything more romantic than the," and then she's quoting the song here, "imprinted on my mind every minute, make my plans, and you're always in it. Been his Vibrant Thing for 15 years now."
Check it out now. No doubt now. Yeah. Check it out now. No doubt, yeah. Special girl, real good girl. Biggest thing in my itty bitty world. Call her up and she made me feel right. Wish the bliss could never take flight. Sitting back with this mic in my hand. Spitting hot shit, trying to see grand. Imprinted on my mind every minute. Make my plans and you always in it, y'all. Such a vibrant thing. Vibrant thing, a vibrant thing. And even though we both fly, give each other space and not the evil eye. Acting like grown-ups, don't even try to hide cause the spot blown up. Girlfriend telling you she wanna see. I say I don't know, but you say gladly.
There are some pretty advanced dating concepts in this song for a 17-year-old, because she says she was 17.
Yeah.
You know, but just the idea of, like, we're going to give each other space, you know, and the mutual respect and, you know, yeah, you know, I guess I'm surprised. Hers was not the only story we got from someone who said that they were a teenager, their high school sweetheart gave him a mixtape and they're still together, you know, decades later.
Mm-hmm.
It's amazing to me.
It's so beautiful. Yeah, I mean, there's big concepts in this song, but I also feel like, I don't know, there's such an effortlessness to the relationship that's depicted in this song, too. Mm-hmm. Even when there's moments of, like, we need to give each other space, like, I don't know, this song really, it feels like it captures when you're so in your feelings about someone that it kind of catches you off guard. Like,
yeah.
But yeah, it's beautiful that so many people called in with songs from mixtapes from people that they're still together with.
Yeah, especially, like I said, I would barely date me now, let alone, when I was a teenager. I mean, just the maturity that it requires. I guess I'm outing myself as a terribly immature person when I was a teenager, but just that requires a certain degree of, discipline and wisdom and ability to look down the road and, you know, for you both to look in the same direction at that age and over so much time, man, it takes a lot.
Yeah. Couldn't be me, but no, congrats to the people who did.
Hey, but I'm glad it worked out for you.
Yeah, for sure.
Yeah. We need to take another quick break, but we will have more songs and stories from our listeners when we come back.
This message comes from NPR sponsor Shopify. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage to the first real life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage, Shopify's there to help you grow. Sell without needing to code or design. Just bring your best ideas and Shopify will help you open up shop. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/NPR.
It's All Songs Considered from NPR Music. I'm Robin Hilton. I'm here with Hazel Sills. We're sharing listener stories and songs about the tracks that they put on mixtapes or playlists, you know, to let somebody know that they have a crush on them. Hazel, why don't you get us to another listener?
Yeah, so this was another audio voice memo that we got. This one was from a listener named Michael.
So 35 years ago, I sent my crush a mixtape with two songs on it, Tired of Waiting by The Kinks and Magnet and Steel by Walter Egan. I guess it worked out pretty well because now she's been my wife for 30 years.
Man, I'm grooving here.
Yeah.
Hazel, you're in New York. You can't see my sweet moves here in the studio all by myself listening to this. It's a song, you know, like this came on. I'm like, I don't listen to the Kinks. I love the Kinks, but I don't really reach for them. I heard this and I was like, that's it. I'm just spending the rest of the day listening to the Kinks.
It's so good. It's so good. And it's also I feel like out of all the songs that we've played on this episode, like the desperation in this song feels very new.
Oh, desperation. Yeah. You hit the nail on the head, because What this song made me think of is when my now wife and I started dating. It's been nearly 20 years ago now. But, you know, we lived in D.C. in the city, and you know what it's like living in the city when you, mm-hmm. maybe you're living with your significant other and you break up, but it's so expensive to find a new place. You just end up living together.
Yeah.
You know, so she was in that situation. She and her boyfriend had broken up, but they were still living together because it just takes forever and so much money to find a new place. And, you know, but I was waiting. You know, we knew that we liked each other and we wanted to start dating, but she wanted to wait until he had found a place and moved out and all that sort of stuff. So I had a calendar. I literally wrote X's on each day. And I just remember thinking, this is the most excruciating wait of my life. But now that you use the word desperate, yeah, I guess that's kind of what I was feeling.
It's desperation from a place of love.
Yeah, well, and infatuation,
yes.
And lust and all that sort of stuff. I guess maybe I'll use that as an excuse to share my pick now. You know, like I said, I did make many mixtapes, and I made mixtapes for my wife, and it was so long ago, I wasn't sure that they still existed, and I couldn't really remember what was on them. So I went digging around, and I found a box of stuff that she has kept, and she kept those CDs mm-hmm. that I gave her. It was very sweet to see, and it was kind of painful reading through the list of all the songs. I took photos and sent them to you because I included all these little, I had to, you know, I can't just put the song. I had to put a little parenthetical review of, you know, some of the songs like, oh, well, this is, you know, by so-and-so, and this is what, you know.
It's just helpful information.
Well, you're very generous. It was very painful to read. I thought, oh God, I got so lucky that she ended up wanting to date after she got these mixtapes. But there was a lot of great music on it that I do stand by. And the one song I want to play is from the Magnetic Fields. It's I Don't Want to Get Over You.
I could take a sleeping pill and sleep back well, and not have to go through what I go through. I guess I should take Prozac right and just smile all night at somebody new, somebody not too bright but sweet and kind, who would try to get you off my mind. I could leave this agony behind, which is just what I if I wanted to, but I don't want to get over you.
One of our all-time great lyricists, Stephen Merritt, I think.
So, so good. So, so dry. And I just love the message of this song. Like, I could do all these things to do away with my intense feelings for you, but like I would rather suffer
exactly
in them than dare get rid of even a second of what I feel for you. Like, it's such an incredible song.
Yeah, yeah, it is. It's from 69 Love Songs, mm-hmm. an album that is full of 69 love songs. came out in 1999. Exactly what it says it is. So many great tracks from that collection.
Yeah.
Actually, when we got married, a friend of ours married us, and she read the lyrics from the Book of Love, which is also from this collection. You know, the Book of Love is long and boring, and nobody can lift the damn thing. It's full of charts and facts and figures and instructions for dancing. Absolutely brilliant. But it was not painful for me to find that I had put this song on the mix. It was really great to revisit this. All right, Hazel, you're up.
Okay, so I should say that, like, I have made mix CDs and playlists for people all the time, especially in my teens and early 20s, people I had crushes on, people I did not have crushes on. For me, making mixes was like, I was getting to work. I was like, give me your favorite artists, I'll make you a mix. Or I would size someone up and I'd make them a mix.
Mm-hmm.
So this song, for me, when I included this on a mix, and I guess this is kind of sacrilegious given the theme of the show, but I have put this song on several mixes.
You got to cast your net.
I've recycled this song.
You got to cast your net far and wide. You don't know what you're going to pull in. Yeah.
But the reason it's a repeat is because for me, it's like an Easter egg on a mix. Like if I make a mix for you and this song is on it, it is an Easter egg for, you know, this is how I feel about you. Like this is the song that communicates my feelings for you. And so the song is I Wanna Sleep in Your Arms by The Modern Lovers.
What a great pick, Hazel.
I love this song. It really just embodies how I feel when I like someone. I am so anxious all the time, Robin. Aww. I never can relax. But I just love the idea in the song of like when you're with the right person, everything is just right. Like it all comes together. And yeah, I just, as a teenager, I feel like I really related to what Jonathan Richman was doing in The Modern Lovers, kind of making music that sounded very punk and tough, but was actually quite soft at the center. And
Yeah. I to me, it's the little instrumental breakdown, like around the halfway point of the song. Mm-hmm. That's what really does it for me. I mean, I love everything he's saying in it, but in that little instrumental moment, it says that there's a lot more going on here than just I want to be unconscious.
Yeah.
With you, right? There's such a sense of play and like dancing, and you know, it just feels so good.
Yeah, for sure.
I have to ask, so you put it on several mixes. How did it work? Did it ever scare anyone away? Or
No, it never scared anyone away. I had long relationships with all the people that I shared this song with, but I'm single currently, and now I feel like I've blown up my spot.
Oh.
Like, if I put this song on a playlist, like they're really gonna know now. I might have to retire it.
Well, it would be a great honor to the ones who did receive it, knowing that it's like retiring the jersey. You know, it's been you've hoisted it to the rafters.
It's got enough play.
Yeah, we can't use this anymore. One other thing that struck me about this song is, you know, when I went through the listener picks, and even the one like that, the ones that I put on the mixes that I gave to my wife, they were very much, I think for the most part, very much of the time they were given. And this song is not that at all, right? I mean, this is from an album that came out nearly 50 years ago.
Yeah, I mean, I had very anachronistic music tastes as a teenager, but yeah, I grew up listening to The Modern Lovers, and I just feel like off of that self-titled album, this track has always spoken to me the most.
Love it. The Modern Lovers, I Want to Sleep in Your Arms. That's from their self-titled record that came out in 1976. We got way more stories and voice memos and song picks from our listeners than we could ever fit on the show. But let's do one more before we wrap it up.
So this last song is from a listener named Sarah in Massachusetts, who writes, "For years, I had been a sucker for unrequited love. All my crushes were on boys who were taken or just wanted to be friends. Until I was 18 and I met an impossibly cute boy who I assumed was going to be just another hopeless crush. Then came the day he shared Mazzie Star with me, and I knew this time I was wrong. Or at least I was hoping. After spending the day overanalyzing every lyric, he came to my dorm room and professed his romantic intentions. I'll always remember that moment whenever I hear Mazzie sing, "I think it's strange you never knew."
So we'll go out on this for Mazzie Star. Love Mazzie Star. So glad this was picked.
I know. Perfect song.
Massive thanks to everyone who wrote in and sent us voice memos, sharing their songs and stories. Just really love hearing from everyone and having everyone who listens be a part of the show. Sincerely, really, thank you. And speaking of hearing from everyone, we really do love feedback of any kind. So if you've got questions, comments, suggestions, anything at all, drop us an email at allsongs@npr.org. Also, be sure to sign up for the NPR Music newsletter to keep up with everything that we've got going on. You'll find that at npr.org/music newsletter. If you like the show, tell your friends, leave us a good review wherever you listen to podcasts. And again, don't forget to check out the sponsorship-free version of the show with NPR Music Plus. That's at plus.npr.org/NPR Music. All right. Thanks so much, Hazel.
Thank you.
And for NPR Music, I'm Robin Hilton. It's All Songs Considered.
I want to hold the hand inside you. I want to take the breath that's true. I look to you and I see nothing. I look to you to see the truth. You live your life, you go away. You'll come apart and you'll go blind. Some kind of night into your darkness. Close your eyes with what's not there.
This message comes from NPR sponsor, the Capital One Venture X Card. Earn unlimited 2X miles on everything you buy. Plus, get access to a $300 annual credit for bookings through Capital One Travel. What's in your wallet? Terms apply. Details at CapitalOne.com. This message comes from Jackson. Let's face it, retirement planning can be confusing. At Jackson, we're working to make retirement clear for everyone, starting with you. Our easy-to-understand resources and user-friendly digital tools help simplify your entire experience. You can have confidence in your retirement with clarity from Jackson. Seek the clarity you deserve at Jackson.com. Jackson is short for Jackson Financial Incorporated, Jackson National Life Insurance Company, Lansing, Michigan, and Jackson National Life Insurance Company of New York, Purchase, New York.
In this country, more than 2 local newspapers are closing down each week. As news deserts grow, public radio is a lifeline for staying informed. Keep that service strong with a donation to the NPR network at donate.npr.org. And thank you.